in this bulletin. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says failed negotiations with Russian President Vladimir Putin could lead to World War III. Peter Malinauskas sworn in as the Premier of South Australia. And in sport, Jack McRae re-signs with the Western Bulldogs until the end of the 2027 season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says there is no question of surrendering towards Russia. It comes as the Russian Ministry of Defence set a 5 a.m. deadline to surrender to the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol to Russian forces. Mr. Zelensky told CNN they cannot end this war without negotiations.
Unfortunately, our dignity is not going to preserve the lives. So I think that we have to use any format, any chance in order to have a possibility of negotiating, the possibility of talking to Putin. But if these attempts fail, that would mean that this is a third world war.
Peter Malinauskas says he plans to focus on COVID-19 rule inconsistencies in his new role as Premier of South Australia. It comes as concerns have been raised about South Australia's current COVID-19 close contact, mask wearing and QR code check-in regulations differing from other states and territories. The 41-year-old former opposition leader was sworn into the role on Monday following the Labor Party's win in the state election on Saturday. Mr. Malinauskas says there is a genuine aspiration amongst the community for national consistency.
Look, I'm a new leader. I have an opportunity as the Premier now to fully examine all of the reasons why the policy settings are what they are. If there are good reasons for that, that's fine, but people of our state deserve to know. There is a sense within the community at the moment and a consciousness of the fact that we are different to other states and they need to know why, and I want to communicate that to them as effectively as possible if indeed there is a necessity for its maintenance.
Mr. Malinauskas says he will swear in a full cabinet later this week. A state funeral is being held for the late Victorian Senator Kimberley Kitchen. Around 70 members of federal parliament, along with friends and family, are gathering to farewell Miss Kitching, who died of a suspected heart attack at the age of 52. Reports of alleged bullying towards Miss Kitching by senior Labor senators have emerged in the wake of her death. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese has ruled out calls for an inquiry into the allegations. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been critical of the move, saying Mr. Albanese has questions to answer. To overseas news now. South Korean sexual slavery survivors are calling for the Japanese government to apologise for wartime sexual slavery. Lee Yong-soo is a 93-year-old survivor who 30 years ago went public with her story of abduction, rape and forced prostitution by Japan's military. She is amongst a dwindling group of South Korean sexual slavery survivors who have been demanding compensation and an apology since the early 1990s. They plan to petition to the United Nations Human Rights Investigators this week to have their conflict referred to the International Court of Justice. Ms. Lee says she is running out of time for closure.
Both South Korea and Japan keep waiting for us to die, but I will fight until the very end. Japan should kneel down and apologize, but it doesn't. If the country wants to be among advanced countries, Japan should immediately apologize and compensate the victims.
In the AFL, Jack McRae has re-signed with the Western Bulldogs until the end of the 2027 season. The star midfielder loomed as a sought-after player if he made the open market, but the 5-year contract extension means he will likely finish his career with the Bulldogs. The 27-year-old had rarely missed a game since being drafted by the Bulldogs in 2012 and has made the AFL's Team of the Year, the All-Australian team, 3 times. He was voted the best player in last year's finals series. The Bulldogs play on Thursday night against Carlton to open round 2 of this year's competition. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 28. Adelaide, a shower or 2, 26. Melbourne, showers developing, 25. Hobart, showers and 20. Canberra, mostly sunny, 29. Wollongong, much the same, 26. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 29. Brisbane, sunny and 30. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. and Darwin a shower or two and a possible storm, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.